Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, really quick, if you want to call in, you can. Let's stick to the topic. I got a couple that I'm going to cover here. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I do want to let you know that we're going to be talking about criminalizing patriots. It's what's happening across the United States of America. It's what's been happening in this country far too long. I want to reiterate something along those lines as well. I am not by nature an individual that enjoys watching violence. I don't like it. I don't like violence whatsoever. I don't want to be a part of it. I desire, concerning what's going on in this country, a reformation, a lawful reformation, not a revolution, but we are being pushed into a revolution by, as you well know, the mainstream media and corrupt politicians working hand in glove to create domestic insurrection. We're seeing a full-blown manifestation of that today, right? And you can go to check out Luke 12:2 when you get a moment, because that's exactly what's happening within the walls, in the halls of government today. Again, working hand in glove with the CIA-controlled mainstream media. But I do want to say this. I will defend myself. And I want everybody to listen to what I'm saying here. I'm not for violence, but I will defend myself. Okay, I am for the rule of law, which is based on the word of God, common law, which is found within the Torah. Okay, and I seek to keep the Lord's statutes and his judgments at all cost. I just want to make clear that people understand who I am and what it is that I'm calling for. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of the injustice that's been taking place in this country. I am sick and tired of watching the righteous be vilified and the wicked being justified in the eyes of the devil. Okay, I'm tired of it. And I know that the American people at large are sick and tired of it. Well, if we're sick and tired of it, then we need to stand up and do something about it. 1 Timothy 6:12. And again, I am for reformation. Okay, I'm not for revolution. But I will uphold the law, and I will defend myself. I will also magnify the statutes and judgments found in the Word of God, along with the laws that are found in the Constitution and its enumerations. Okay? Just to make clear, because I am so sick and tired of watching the mainstream media criminalize patriots. And patriot, defined out in Webster's 1828, is to uphold law. That's what a patriot is. And, of course, that all comes from the Christ, Matthew 5, Isaiah 42, 21, Psalm 40, verse 7, going to the New Testament, Hebrews 8, 10, Hebrews 10, 7, and we magnify that law against all crime, right? Isaiah 26, verse 9, tells us that when thy judgments are in the world, the inhabitants of the world will learn his righteousness. And without that, all goes for naught. All goes for naught. Okay, so as long as I said that, and as long as everybody understands as to where I'm at, I want to tell you this too. The enemy is not without the gates of America. It's within. Okay? They've been here far too long. They've been setting the narrative far too long. They've been acting out far too long without the consequence of violating our laws in this country that keep us free, 2 Corinthians 3:17. And it's for us to right the wrongs, America. This is not a time for us to be afraid of what's going on. It's the time now to be emboldened to stand up and do the right thing against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God, in Jesus' name. Amen? And that's not a hiding behind the cloak of the Christ in the sense of using the word without action, friends. No. Remember what I said last week. There was a point where David picked up the rocks and ran after Goliath. Now is the time to lawfully do that against those that are violating the laws of our constitutional republic, because our future depends upon everything that we do or what we don't do. Okay? And enough is enough of the apathy and the tolerance taking place in this country. And quit letting the bad guys set the narrative, because they're doing it again, and they're doing it again, and they're doing it again. What are you talking about? Well, you just heard cocaine trafficking Mitch McConnell just a couple minutes ago from Kentucky. Oh, and that's what he is. And, of course, the mainstream media didn't highlight none of his crimes when he was found trafficking 90 pounds of cocaine on his in-law's ship called the Ping Mei. He's the guy, friends, that just got done saying to you that Brett Kavanaugh and his life is being threatened, okay? Because he is one that is for removing Roe versus Wade. Well, I'm here to tell you, Brett Kavanaugh's already proven himself to be inadequate. He's already proven himself to be a part of the Klan, controlled opposition. Because when it was time for him to stand up, he did absolutely nothing. So what are you talking about, Mitch McConnell? I want to tell you what they're doing. They're leading as they control the opposition. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it. Let's put Brett in a position of where he's under attack now for doing the right thing. Because we need a push from what you've been taught, Americans. We need a push from the right to push it all the way through so they can continuously protect themselves against the very people that they're supposed to serve. What's happening, friends, is the said Supreme Court. Isn't it interesting how they're calling for armed security detail and around-the-clock surveillance by the police? Well, who's the ones that are lowering the law and dimming the light by which man perceives his own guilt? The Supreme Court. Okay, and am I advocating violence? No. If you're that ignorant, you can go ahead and put words into my mouth if you will, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if they were doing their job, they wouldn't have to worry about it, because the society at large would understand that they're there to uphold the law of God, and that there's consequence if you violate that law, teaching them to fear the Lord and departing from iniquity rather than encouraging them to commit the acts. Don't you think for one moment, friends, that the good guys in government, as the mainstream media continuously pushes them up, okay? Don't you think for one moment that they're not put there as controlled opposition? You better know within yourself that's exactly what it is. And I care not for who they put up. If they've got the cameras on them and the microphones up to their mouth, they're promoting their message. Okay? And when they're censoring them, when they're expunging their content, when they're attacking them and trying to demoralize and demonize them, then you know that those are the good guys, not the bad guys. You've got to have a balance, and you need discernment, friends, in these times, because we are in some serious times, no doubt about it. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Much to cover here today. I wanted to highlight this really quick. And again, pay attention as to where this is coming from. We have a said representative named Scott Weiner. He's an elected senator, say they. And what he's doing is he's calling for or offering Drag Queen 101 as a part of the K-12 curriculum. And he said attending Drag Queen Story will satisfy the requirements. If you're on social media platforms right now, friends, you're seeing what they're doing. Again, they're aiming at the children. Remember 17 years ago, I was called crazy for saying that the end aim is the children. And now there's a full manifestation of where the Lord was leading us during that particular time as well, Romans 8:14. And it's exactly what they're looking for. Remember their slogan during Gay Pride Praise is sex before eight, before it's too late. Not on my watch in Jesus' name, not on my watch in Jesus' name. But look at the crimes. Look where they're being, actually contriving these crimes within the halls of government. Instead of actually condemning these crimes, they're advocating for these crimes. And I think one of the questions that the American people need to ask themselves is why are the other representatives that are down the hall from them, within the halls of government, the incumbent, why is it that they're not being held accountable for the crimes that they mean to advocate for? Folks, they're obligated before God and man to uphold the laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That applies to them as well. Now, what I want to do is I want to play this for you, and it is Alfred Kinsey. And I just want to show you as to how the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree here. And I want you to watch this and I want you to hear this, friends, concerning what in fact and where this is all coming from. This all started from the fundings coming from the Rockefellers. And again, this, I'm sure it started long before then, since the beginning of time we see it being played out. But we also see the judgments of God upon the likes of Sodom and Gomorrah to those that refuse to uphold his law or punish the crime. So let's get to this. This is a short piece. piece on Alfred Kinsey concerning what is in fact now transpiring and manifesting in America today.
A sexual psychopath deceived America.
For over 60 years, Dr. Alfred Kinsey has been praised and quoted as the expert on human sexuality. In 1948, he published Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, followed by Sexual Behavior in the Human Female in 1953. These two books, known as the Kinsey Reports, sent shockwaves through our society and overturned the traditional sexual order in our culture. Alfred Kinsey was a zoology professor at Indiana University who became interested in students' sexual problems. This soon became an obsession that culminated with his highly flawed sex research, which acted as a cover for his personal sexual deviances and his hatred for Judeo-Christian morality. Indiana University portrayed Kinsey as a respected family man while carefully guarding the truth. Kinsey was a bisexual sadomasochist whose own behaviors included bizarre sexual self-abuse. Kinsey was also heavily involved in making pornography in the attic of his home. He forced his wife, his staff, and their wives to appear as performers in his illegal pornographic films. Unknown to many, Kinsey had a mission to remake Americans in his image and undermine marriage and the family. Rather than surveying a cross-section of the population, Kinsey's male sampling was heavy with sex offenders, prostitutes, homosexuals, pimps, pedophiles, prison inmates, and exhibitionists. He used this information to explain the behavior of men in America. The mirror that Kinsey held up to the American public showed a country whose men were so sexually promiscuous that 95% of them could be accused of sex crimes. Kinsey concluded that since these behaviors were commonplace, they should be redefined as normal. Americans bought the deception, believed it, and then started to act on it. Perhaps the most abhorrent example of Kinsey's research was his use of pedophiles to sexually abuse hundreds of children, including infants as young as 2 months old. In order to claim that humans are sexual from birth and capable of sexual interaction as young children, this sexual torture occurred for up to 24 hours at a time by what Kinsey called his trained observers and stopwatch in hand to measure the results. In his own book, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, Kinsey records on page 160 and 161 the tortured responses of the children, violent convulsions, excruciating pain, groaning, sobbing, or more violent cries, sometimes with an abundance of tears, especially among younger children, extreme trembling, collapse.
Sick
Kinsey
joker.
Concluded, they derive definite pleasure from the situation. For nearly three decades, Kinsey's unscientific research went unchallenged. It was Dr. Judith Reisman,
author and researcher,
who dared to challenge Kinsey's conclusions. She discovered that massive sexual crimes were committed against children under the rubric of science, and that Kinsey's research had been used to change our laws that had once protected women and children. Prior to the 1948 Kinsey Reports, America's legal system was based upon the common law, derived from biblical authority and natural law. After 1948, sex laws started to become more tolerant as sexual crimes were no longer viewed as sinful, but much more as conditions that could be treated. The United States made a shift from the common law to the model penal code, which changed and reduced the penalties for sex crimes around the country.
So they're encouraging these crimes, friends.
Today, Alfred Kinsey is the widely acknowledged father of the sexual revolution, the homosexual revolution, and comprehensive sex education.
I wonder how that's working out for him now.
His fraudulent research is the basis for many of the ideas taught in comprehensive sex education today, such as that 10% of the population is homosexual.
Incredible.
The true percentage is less than 2 to 3%. That children are sexual from birth and have a right to sex information with no moral parameters at a young age, and that heterosexuality is just one of many equivalent options along a sexual continuum. In 1948, the Kinsey team assured its readers that medical techniques, which are now available, can prevent overall diseases from becoming a matter of much social importance. Today, one in four teenage girls have a sexual disease, one in six Americans have genital herpes, and HIV is epidemic from males who have sex with males. This devastating legacy is a result of Kinsey's fraudulent and deceptive research, one of the biggest con jobs on the American people. It is a travesty that sex education classes in our schools continue to indoctrinate young children into experimenting with premarital sex as well as abnormal sex acts based on depraved ideas of a sexual psychopath and his junk science. Someone once said, ideas have consequences. Kinsey's deceptive ideas were more far-reaching than even Kinsey could have ever imagined. His conclusions sparked the sexual revolution, which had led to many diseases, sexual abuse, and destruction of many lives. Yes, ideas have consequences, and bad ideas can have lethal consequences. The aftermath of Kinsey's Anything Goes sex research is now painfully obvious. Kinsey's deeds of deception have corrupted America's culture, put America's youth at risk, and are now threatening our future of health. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." It is time for Americans to hold up the mirror of truth, to expose the errors and lies, reverse the tide of perversions, and lead our country back to God's original plan for human sexuality.
Well, there we have it, folks. You know, and I want to make clear, too, we can look at all these people that have been used to push the door open for immorality, wickedness, so on and so forth. But it's the masses that bit onto the bait. So the fact of the matter is, again, going back to government, the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin. If they were doing their job, they would have put this guy in jail long before he died and ended up in hell. But the people at large are responsible for allowing this to take place. So, again, I just want to make clear, yep, he was the bad guy. He was the one that initiated all of this, coming from his father, the devil, John 8:44. But the fact of the matter is the people allowed it, and here we are today. Listen, when we get back, I'm going to bring you over to GOP gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly and his visit on January 6th to that of the Capitol. And he was raided yesterday and charged yesterday by the FBI.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The January 6th House Committee kicks off a series of public hearings tonight as it investigates last year's attack on the Capitol. Republicans argue the Majority Democrat Committee isn't legitimate because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in charge of appointing all the members as far as reaction and public sentiment regarding the hearing. These New Yorkers telling NBC News,
I haven't heard about it, to be honest.
Is it hockey on tonight?
Actually, it is. The New York Rangers will face the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5 of the NHL Eastern Conference Finals. The U.S. Commerce Secretary is offering a grim outlook on rising gas prices. Gina Raimondo saying there isn't much more the Biden administration can do to ease the ongoing spike. President Biden is welcoming business leaders from around the Western Hemisphere at the Summit of Americas in Los Angeles. USA Radio News. Economists are preparing for the latest numbers to come out regarding inflation.
Get ready for new inflation numbers. The release of the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, has become one of the key alarm bells to our economic calendar, providing evidence showing how severe the inflation problem is and how far the Federal Reserve might have to go to stop it. This month's number, due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time Friday morning, and is expected to show inflation in May continues to grow. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The armed man arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is telling investigators he planned an attack as a way to give his life a purpose. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the man was radicalized by the Democratic Party.
That is a lunatic following through on the deranged rhetoric from elected Democrats.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You know, I see some people on social media platforms right now complaining about their connections, so on and so forth, outside interference. I remember back at the end of the 90s, and this is before I was even saved. Well, actually, it was at the end of the 90s that I got saved. But prior to that, I remember in particular a guy named Dave Smith. He used to be on Radio Nationwide, and he used to talk about during his time the government would basically send in interference. And folks, for that have been with us for the last 17 years, you've seen the censorship. You've seen how the mainstream media has attacked this ministry. I just want to let all the bad guys know we're not going anywhere by the grace of God. We're going to keep going. You're emboldening us all the more. But folks, now we're seeing this even on our live feeds. With all the equipment and all the stuff that we have in place right now, yesterday's show was fantastic as far as video goes. And then today, after all the updates, everything that's been put back into it again, we're seeing the same cycle again. I want to tell you, that's not coming from here. That is coming from outside interference. And again, friends, we need to put a stop to this because these people are targeting such people as myself because they want to make us out to be domestic terrorists. That's exactly what it is, which means they want to make you domestic terrorists. So without further ado, I want to get back to this. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I've had a lot of my friends from Michigan this morning kick out the information over here to going back again to these unconstitutional agencies, namely the FBI, and how they just arrested a Michigan GOP gubernatorial candidate, Ryan Kelly, for being there on January 6th. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up my friend Adam from Michigan right now to give us an update as to what's going on. And then what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to go to January 6th. I just watched a fantastic documentary on what took place there on January 6th. And, folks, I want to say it this way. The people were enticed by Donald Trump. They were led to the Capitol by Donald Trump. They were entrapped by FBI informants, setting them up as sitting ducks before the cops, and then they were attacked. All of this is on film now, and it's available through Gateway Pundit. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Adam, what's going on with our friend over there in Michigan concerning Mr. Ryan Kelly?
Yeah, well, Ryan is in great spirits. He just was released, actually. So there was about, 50 to 100 people that showed
there's
up.
There's a little feedback coming in, guy. You got to turn me down or turn me off and then talk to me.
Yeah, let me see here.
Okay, what I have in front of me right now is FBI.
Yeah, let me try that. Is it better?
That's a lot better. Thank you.
All right. Yep, it was on my, I'm driving right now, so it was on my, yeah, I switched it up anyway. So Ryan was in great spirits. He was released. And so we were all pretty surprised. They only let a few people into the hearing. They said it was an extremely tiny room. So maybe 15 or 20 people was all. But shortly after the hearing that started at 2:30 here, they released them. And so, he was extremely, he was smiling and happy. I don't think he was, we were all shocked, honestly. I mean, the way they've been holding people for, many, many, many months now.
Yep.
And no trials and all the things that they've been doing, we're all very happy to see that he came out. So.
Well, I think it's very telling. Can you turn me down back there? Adam, Kelly, it's interesting that the timing is immaculate here, that they would wait for this long to charge him for being at the insurrection on January 6th concerning the Capitol. And I'm humored by all that. We'll get to that in just a couple moments here, because there's video out there that is it's undeniable concerning who the responsible party is, from step to step, play by play, concerning who the responsible party, but the guilty party. And it's not good. But the American people need to get a hold of what took place there, because the FBI within themselves even said that it's not legitimate in any sense of the word. And I got right up on social media platforms right now. FBI confirms there was no insurrection on January 6th. I want to tell you what, it was a setup from start to finish is what it was. But again, we'll get to that in just a moment. But to suggest that because Mr. Kelly showed up at the Capitol on that particular date, and then to begin to incriminate him for being there, is about the most outlandish thing I think I've ever heard in all of my life. I mean, what, because if I go somewhere and someone does in fact, or may be in fact, responsible for crimes committed, all of a sudden I'm guilty of the person that committed the crime? I mean, it's the same thing that's going on with the whole mass murders. They blame the law abiders for the crimes of the law breakers. I mean, this is ridiculous. See this here, it doesn't surprise me at all, Adam.
Yeah, no. Everything is, in darkness. That's what they do. They're able to switch things to be backwards, right? And then they convince you that you're the crazy one when you call up the things that are backwards. Right, and you're like, no, I just seen that. This is. You guys just switched them. And like, no, you didn't see that. But no, people are seeing it now, finally, and people are speaking now. And Ryan has been one of those people. He really has.
Let me give this to you play by play and then respond to it, please. The criminal complaint cites four charges, including disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, knowingly entering or remaining on restricted grounds without lawful authority, and knowingly engaging in any act of physical violence against any person or property in any restricted building or grounds. Some of the same charges that have been filed against a host of alleged participants in the January 6th riots. I've seen some videos of him by Gateway Pundit, and it didn't look like he was actually participating in any of this lawlessness that the mainstream media would believe that he was responsible for.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I believe he was on the steps. I don't know that he went in fully even. So.
Huh. Okay. Well, I guess that's where things are at. So is there something that you wanted to share with us real quick?
Yep. No, we just want to let you guys know that he was in great spirits. He came out, you know, smiling, you know, ready to continue fighting. And, you know, I think that this was more of a, like all of this has been, political hits and different motives, you know. So people, I think people are waking up to it and understanding that's what it is. And I think it's going to backfire on them for whatever they were, you know, trying to do this. That, you know, I think it's going to turn into a positive thing for them, truly. So.
Okay, yeah, I don't know, Ryan, but I this is what I seen, Adam. The first thing that I noticed and through paying attention to how all of this works, it's interesting because the first thing I thought of is look at the immaculate timing, number one. Number two is he must be a serious threat for them to go this far. And he's a legit contender, apparently, because if he wasn't, they wouldn't have done what they've just done. But here again is the FBI being used as a modern version of Adolf Hitler's Gestapo in the present. I mean, that's exactly how these people are operating, Adam. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, well, listen, it'd be great if we could get him online and just kind of get his own take as to what's going on there. But, again, I just have to put up concerning what is the truth up against the lies. Michigan, I got to be honest with you, is probably the most tyrannical state in our union next to California that I think I've ever seen in all of my life, Adam. This is insane.
Yeah. Yep, I'm living in, you know my history here, so I'm experiencing it firsthand, so
yep.
Yes, I know.
Gotcha. Well, I thank you for your call, Adam. I want to go to the next point really quick because I got you for such a short amount of time. Do remember it's the same FBI. I want you to see this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. That was also used in creating a kidnapping plot against the said governor there, Wichmer. Folks, she is, the Bible says that the eyes are the window of the soul, and I'm telling you what, she's got a black soul, because when you look at those eyes, there's nothing there but an empty black soul, period. And the reason I'm bringing this up again is because they're beginning to reoccur on a cycle like a hamster concerning them being called out for their lawlessness and the way that they're acting like the modern version of Adolf Hitler's Gestapo. Because when they created a couple years back this plot to kidnap and I guess murder Governor Wichmer, that came on the heels of the week before Governor Wichmer being completely, well, the rug completely pulled from under her concerning her unconstitutional executive orders when it came to that of the plandemic. And who pulled the rug? Well, it was the Supreme Court of the state of Michigan. After the weekend was over, the first couple days of that week, all of a sudden the FBI, instead of Wichmer being the criminal that she is, all of a sudden they had her as the victim to quite a few men that allegedly got together and said, you know what, we need to kidnap Wichmer. Well, folks, look at the kind of people they're using. FBI agents in Wichmer kidnap case arrested following domestic incidents. These are the kind of people that they have to use because normal people won't go along with these criminals. Okay, just wanted to make clear. We also have other outlets that are willing to tell the truth about, you know, the facts of the matter as to, again, what is in fact taking place here, even questioning the narrative themselves. And I'm talking about, in particular, The Guardian here even questioned the legitimacy of the FBI and this whole plot to, again, what do you call it? I'm pulling it up again, friends. I just lost it. And, of course, we're doing this during live radio, right? And no better time for this to happen than right now. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to come right back, folks. I'll pull this up again, and we'll get back to it. I just had it up, but it was The Guardian that was actually questioning. Oh, here it is right here. Michigan governor kidnap case, hardened terrorists or FBI dupes. It's been debunked already that the FBI was responsible for engineering the kidnapping plot in Michigan. Folks, you better understand who the enemies are in the United States because it's not the innocent.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's Constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth under the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Welcome back again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Just highlighting, friends, that the Gestapo in Michigan, you know them as the FBI, and I'm talking about the bad guys in the FBI, not the good guys, because they operate compartmentalized, okay? And what's interesting, CIA does the same thing. There's good guys, there's bad guys. And what's interesting is the FBI just arrested the Michigan GOP gubernatorial candidate, Ryan Kelly. Now, I don't know Ryan, but the point is, the fact of the matter is that they did what they did by raiding his home, right, on misdemeanor charges. His home was raided by the Gestapo, friends, on misdemeanor charges. I got a question for the bad guys. How is it that you do what you do? I mean, are you really that ignorant to believe that you're not expendable as well? What is it that you don't get? If you lie for the bad guys, if you steal for the bad guys, if you kill for the bad guys, what do you think they're going to do to you when they don't need you anymore? They're going to throw you under the bus. And it just might be your life. And it is definitely going to be appointed day of justice, because you're going to stand before your judge and answer for everything you've done and what you haven't done. Okay, you know what reminds me, or actually what comes to my aid right now by the Holy Ghost is why do evil men do what they do? Listen carefully. Ecclesiastes 8:11 just came to my aid. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. That is for the people to do that, by the way. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. You want to know why they do evil? Because they think that they still have time to right the wrongs. Guess what? It's appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment. And I'm here to tell you that life is but a vapor. You're not promised tomorrow. But again, going back to the bad guys, what kind of a mindset have you taken on to believe that if you're harassing the righteous in the United States, and again, you're lying for them, you're stealing for them, and you're even killing for them, because that's what you did in January 6th. Concerning this day of insurrection, which was all contrived from start to finish. What do you think is going to happen to you when they don't need you anymore? I mean, look at the head of the CIA. Back in the 80s, man, he thought he was on top of the world. You want to talk about an arrogant devil? You know where they found him? They found him at the bottom of a lake. Because they didn't need him anymore. That's what they do. It's like Bugsy Siegel back in the 30s. Right? Remember the gangbanger? You know how men love to glorify the devil? Well, he was one of them. He was the one that was responsible for actually seed betting that of Las Vegas. He's the one that started all of that there. He said, we don't kill people outside. We only kill our own. That's right. I don't understand people. How you think you're going to lie and steal and kill, just like your father, John 10:10. And you don't understand Galatians 6, verse 7, where it says you're going to reap what you sow, because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that it rains on the just and the unjust. Well, some will say, well, what does that mean? That means the seeds that you planted in your life, either by the Christ or of the devil, it's going to rain on them, and you're going to bring forth a crop. And you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways, rather it be in righteousness or the wickedness of the seeds that you planted. That applies to, nobody can deny that spiritual law. Nobody can. Okay? So enough of that. Look at this. Again, the FBI arrests Michigan GOP gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly on misdemeanor charges. I want you to understand how far and how willing they are to be and play the dupes of ill-designing men to attack a guy that wants to right the wrongs. I want to go so far as to say this even now, folks, concerning what you're seeing here, these said FBI agents, they're extorted men. Here, let me say one more thing to you bad guys really quick. I'm thinking of, and I'm getting the visual right now, of the ATF members that were used to kill a lot of innocent people, men, women, and children, at the Davidian branch in Waco, Texas. There's actual footage out there where the men that were used to go in for the attack concerning the innocent, because they initiated all that, they were using tanks and they were starting fires. That was your government that did that, Americans, okay? The narrative that you got was completely upside down and backwards every step of the way. Not justifying Mr. Koresh, but I'm telling you what, the narrative was completely opposite concerning the truth of the matter. But what you need to know is the video that's available out there, bad guys, is go ahead and check it out. The guys that went up on top of the roof that were sent in by the ATF were former bodyguards of Bill Clinton. And when they got on top of the said building to go inside for the kill, because that was the orders that they were given, what's interesting to know, friends, is one of their own guys from the inside started to shoot at them, and all of his former bodyguards were killed right on live camera. Guess who they blamed? They blamed Koresh. You can see it all on video. It was one of their own shooting at them to kill them, and he succeeded at that. Now, what's going to happen to the guy that just killed those former bodyguards? Well, sooner or later, they're going to get him too, because he knew too much. And then what happens to the guy that's going to kill him? Well, they're going to get rid of him sooner or later too, because he knew too much. Right? That's how this goes. It's a never-ending cycle. Don't sit there and say, well, you know, all men die. Yep, they do. But I'm here to tell you, you're not just going to go back into the dirt and rot away. Your soul is going to leave that body, and you are going to answer to the very God that created you. Not to go about to steal, kill, and destroy like the father that you're serving now. I strongly suggest that you lose and leave that black taskmaster and go to the one that shows mercy while you have time to do it, and be washed in the blood from your sins. Because again, the message in the Word word and the message from this pulpit is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Listen to me, bad guys. You're playing a dangerous game. You're playing a real dangerous game. Instead of you upholding your oath and attacking the innocent, why don't you attack the guilty lawfully? That's what needs to happen here, okay? Now, I got to get to this because I'm in my final segment right now. I just watched this documentary concerning what took place on January 6th. It's by the Gateway Pundit. It's an exclusive. It's titled The Truth About January 6th. It's all videotaped. All of this information was completely censored by the mainstream media. It exposes their narrative from start to finish. It was outstanding. TheGatewayPundit.com, The Truth About January 6th. Watch the documentary. Share the documentary so the narrative is turned on the guilty concerning those that contrived what they in fact contrived. This was all aimed at their political opposition. Me and you, Americans. Okay. The documentary premieres today on the Gateway Pundit, narrated by political prisoner Jake Lang from inside solitary confinement. It's a must watch. I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you next. We've all seen that Donald Trump, under false pretenses, has played to the American people. I want you to remember that it was Donald Trump that allured the hundreds of thousands of people to the Capitol. Donald Trump enticed them to come to the Capitol. You know that Donald Trump, what he says and what he does are two different stories, because we judged him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16. We've got, folks, I just did a 20-minute video on the real Donald Trump. And it's amazing that with the information concerning the fruit that was hanging on his wicked branches, that the people still, in facing off with the fruit that were to judge him by, still deny the fruit that he brought forth, and they still believe what he said rather than what he did. You can't make it up. What Donald Trump said and what he says are two different stories. He's a con man. He's controlled opposition. He was delivered up in a time when the people needed the hero, said Albert Pike. Former Mason, the head of the Masons, and it's exactly who he is. He's controlled opposition. He was on January 6th, in fact, the one that was used to entice the American people to come to the Capitol. Don't doubt what I'm saying to you, okay? The people that did this documentary still haven't figured out that the one that was doing the enticing was Donald Trump. Donald Trump enticed them. He told all of his followers and his worshipers to go ahead and look at all, he told the fake news outlets to look at all of the hundreds of thousands of people that showed up. So he's setting the narrative for the bad guys right there. Then he says, what we want to do is now go down to the Capitol from here. He led them to the Capitol, okay? So they were enticed. The people were enticed by Donald Trump, okay? They were enticed by Donald Trump to go in the first place. They were led to the Capitol, and then they were entrapped. The people were entrapped. This is all on video. They were entrapped by FBI informants who are out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the narrative that the mainstream media doesn't want you to pay attention to. And then once they got there, they were attacked by the police. Okay, the documentary called The Truth About January 6th. Friends, check.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.